Blog Talk Radio.
Given us and all the blessings we cannot see. Thank you, Heavenly Father,
with a grateful heart. We are grateful on this morning, Father. We come to you with songs and praise. We stretched our arms, Father. We bless your holy name, Jesus, for all you have done and all you're going to do. On today, Father, we thank you for this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your healing power. We thank you, Father, for bearing and taking our shame and our pain, Lord God. We just thank you on this morning, Heavenly Father. We thank you for taking us out of darkness, Father God, and bringing us into your marvelous light, Lord God. We just thank and praise you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our church home. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our grandchildren, Father. We thank you for our neighbors, Father God. We even thank you, God, for the strangers in the street, Father, because we don't know if we entertaining angels, Lord God. We just thank and praise you for your air, Father God. We thank you, God, because if it wasn't for you, Father, we wouldn't be up this morning. We wouldn't be alive this morning, Father. You touched us with the finger of mercy, Lord God, and we thank you on this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to continue to touch our hearts, our bodies, our souls, and our minds, Father. Lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We're going to start off with the Our Father's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we will come again with another scripture. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, we pray. We thank you, Father, once again. Good morning to everyone out there on radio, in radio land. Thank you, Jesus. I won't be before you long. I have a word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just thanking him on this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, if anybody going through anything at this point in time, Father, lift their hearts up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if anybody got any bad news during the night, Father, lift their hearts up, Lord God. Be with them. Be with their families, Lord God. Go before them, Lord God. And make things right, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As I said, I won't be before you long. I have a word from the Lord. As I meditate, I can hear him say, shift, shift. And I said, shift, God. He says, shift. And I said, okay, shift. It's time to shift. It's time to shift. This is a new day, a new season. We need to shift, not just any kind of shift. A divine shift from God Almighty. We must shift in this new season God has for you and for me. This is a season of greatness. It's time to people, places, and things shift. Shift from the way we walk, shift from the way we talk, shift from the way we act, shift from judging one another, shift. Now it's time to focus on new ideas, new actions, new positions, shift into new gates, to move old patterns such as old behavior that makes us become sad, unhappy, unappreciative, offended, depressed, full of anxiety. God wants his children to be more like him, to view people's situations as he do. Old things are passed away. Behold, all new things become new. Yes, on these things, old things, God said in Matthew 6:22-23 about the lamp of the body. Let me go there real quick. Matthew 6:22-23. The lamp of the eyes, the light of the body is the eyes. If therefore your eyes is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you, darkness, how great is the darkness? So he doesn't want us to live in darkness. He wants us to live in light, because he's the light of the world. We the salt of the world. We as saints don't have to be ready. We as saints do not have to get ready. We have to be ready. Be ready to return to our Lord and Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's watching. Be holy in the sight of God Almighty. It's time to move from. It's time to move forward, not to turn around. It's too late. Give up the fight. Fall into the hands of the Almighty God. Life is short. We must be delivered from worldly things, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We must be holy because God is holy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And Exodus 10:16 speaks of sin. Psalms 32:1 speaks of iniquities. Psalms 32:5 speaks of transgressions. They all are different. Sin is bad. We have to realize that of being a child of God. Romans 6:1, dead to sin, alive to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. What shall we say then? Continue in sin, that grace abide? Of God, we don't have to be. With God, we have to be ready. All believers have to be ready, must be ready. We can't get ready. We don't have time to get ready. And mostly of my shift based on Ecclesiastes, it could be the whole chapter, you know, the whole chapter of Ecclesiastes, but I put in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 3, a time to build up. God says time to build. It's time to shift. Shift from our old ways. Shift from our old mind setting. Shift from the way that we think. Shift. This is a season when he shifts, he wants us to shift too. He doesn't want to shift without us. He wants to shift with him in this new season. Everything new. Time to dance. It's a time to build up. It's a time to laugh. It's a time to dance. It's a time to love. It's a time for peace. Don't miss God in this season. Move in the shift with the Lord. Time wait for anyone. We don't have time. Time is near. The bridegroom is coming. He wants to shift from hatred. He wants to shift from being in bondage. He wants to shift those old relationships that doesn't do us any good. He wants to shift in a brand new season. He wants to shift so that we can build up, so we can laugh, so we can dance, so we can love, so we can have peace, peace of mind. He wants us to be free. Like hatred strives up. Hatred stir up strife, but love cover all sins. Proverbs 10:12. Two wrongs don't make a right. Humility. He wants us to be humble as he was. Humble. Of course it's hard to be humble. Of course it's hard to be humble when someone is cursing you out, when someone is calling you names, when somebody's stealing from you, when someone's killing your child, when your child about to go to jail, or you don't know where your child is. It's hard to be humble. It's hard. But with Christ, he makes it easy. Because when he died on the cross, he didn't say a mumbling word. Sure, it's hard when we fast. When we fast, when we turn down our plates, when we don't eat not one crumb of anything. Yes, it's hard. So he wants us to be humble, righteous. It's better to take precautions than to regret it later. It's better to be safe than sorry. These are some of the proverbs. Evil thoughts come to us easily when we are idle mind. So in this season, we have to be watchful, prayerful. God said pray at all times without ceasing. So in this season, in this shift, all things, old things passed away. Behold, all new things. Shift in the new life. Shift in the new hope. Shift into new energy. Shift into new health. Shift into new discernment. Shift in love. Be free of all sins, iniquity, and transgressions. Shift into your new season with the Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, and we thank you for this time. God bless everyone. God keep everyone. Keep everyone in peace. in Jesus' most holy, precious name. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, I would now open up the floors if anyone does not know Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins and would like to give their heart to Christ Jesus. They can do so now in Jesus' most holy, precious name. We pray. Father God, we thank you for everyone on the line this morning. Father God, be with them, be with their families, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, forgive us for all of our sins and all of our iniquities, Father God, and all of our transgressions, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Touch, lead, guide, and direct our path on today, Lord God, this holiday weekend, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, bind up the enemy, bind up car accidents, murders, Father God, arguments, fuss, anything that's not of you. Tie up all spirits that's not of you, God. Lead us into righteousness for your name's sake, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, lift up Dr. Afrida Bradford, Father God, right now. Give her the strength that she needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Uphold her hands, Lord God. Give her heart so desire, Father. A complete healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Anyone else on the line that's sick, Lord God, bless them, keep them, heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory, knowing that you're going to work everything out. Father God, you work all things out for our good, for those who love the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we know that your eyes are everywhere, Father. You see and you know, Lord God, everything, Lord. Bless your children. Keep your children. Keep them safe from all harm, hurt, or danger, Lord God. Go before them. Make their crooked road straight, Father God. Anoint them with your holy power. Anoint them with your word. Anoint them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Remember the lost souls out here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, wandering around in the wilderness looking for something, Father God, and they don't know what it is, but Father, it's you, Lord God, in your time, Lord God. Give them a will to be saved. Pour your spirit inside of them, Father, and lead them into righteousness for your name's sake, Father, so that you can get the glory, you can get the praise, and you can get all the honor, Lord. And we thank you on this morning, Lord God. Father, fill your children's house up with whatever they standing in the need of. Give them their hearts so desire, Lord God. Bless them and keep them, strengthen them, Lord God. Don't let them worry about anything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Help us to lay up our treasures in heaven and not here on earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Lord. Father, bless our enemies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you on this morning. Hattie Cooper signing out. God bless everyone. Have a blessed and a safe day in Jesus Christ. Peace. Lift up your head, holy gates. Lift them up, you everlasting doors. And let the King of Glory come in. Father, remember our neighbors, Lord. Remember our enemies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember our children. Remember our children, Lord God. They're going through so much, Father. They're afraid. They don't know what to do, how to do it, Father God. The good and the bad, the wheat and the tear, Father God. But Father God, you said you would separate, Lord God. Father God, let us keep calm, Father God. Let us just pray, trust you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Increase our faith, Father, and help our unbelief, Lord God. Father God, just lead us. Lead us, Father. Cover us in your provision. Cover us under your feathers. Protect us. Make us soundproof of the enemy. We will not be touched by evil. In the name of Jesus, keep our possessions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, your children standing in the need of help. Your children is going a little weary, some of them, Lord God. But Father God, help them to keep the trust and keep the faith that you're going to work it out. You said you never would leave us nor forsake us. You said you never seen the righteous. You never seen the righteous forsaken nor seized begging bread. You said our seeds is blessed, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, to sow good, Father God, so that we can reap good, Lord God. Father God, if we sow bad, we are going to reap bad. Oh, yes, we are, Lord. So, Father, help us. Help us to do the right thing. Help us to make the right choices in our life. And we love you, God. We love you. We thank you for just being there for us. Father, even when we are unwilling to get ourselves out of the way, Father, you are still there with us, Lord. You have control, and we put it all in your hands, Lord God. Father, lift up anybody that's heavy on this morning, Lord God, anybody that's sick, Lord God, because you're the healer, Father God. You are the healer. Heal our sin-sick souls, our souls, our bodies, our minds, our spirit, our intellect, Lord God, our emotion, our physical health, Lord God, our finances, Lord God. Heal it, Father God, because you can do it, Lord God. Oh, Father God, put joy where joy was missing, where joy is missing. Father God, honor us, honor our footsteps, honor us, Father God. Father God, you said if we honor you, you will honor us. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for never leaving us, for never forsaking us, Father, because you make all things new, Lord God. Father, we're looking for new, Father, because old things are passed away, Father God. You don't want your children to stay in the wilderness all the time, Father God. It was only 40 days, but Father God, some people are still in the wilderness after year, after year, after year, after year. Move us, Father. Move us where you want us to go. Let your plans be our plans. Be in our plans. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, remember the sick and the shut-in. Father God, the incarcerated. Father God, the doctors, the lawyers. Father God, the sick and the shut-in. Father God, first responders, Lord God, remember those folks, Lord God. Father, rebuke any kind of sickness or any kind of diseases because you, the Father, that heal all diseases. Father God, a lot of parents lost their children, Lord God. We're losing people, Father. Father, have them to be saved, Father. Don't let them die without you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, because they got to face another death after they face this death. Father, be with your children. Be with the unsaved because you said you smile on the just and the unjust, Lord. Bring it in, Lord God. Help us to bring it in and help us to keep it in, Lord God. Remember Thanksgiving, Father, people that don't have food, people struggling to get food. Father, we know that the prices are high, Lord God. Bless the people. Bless the tables, Father God. You said that you prepare tables before us in the presence of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things, Father. And we love you, Father, because you first loved us, Lord God. Continue to pay the bills, Lord God, when we can't pay them, Father God. Continue with us our help, Father, because if we don't have our health, Lord God, we have nothing, Lord God. So renew our health as well as you renew everything else in this season, in this blessed season, in this turnaround season. And we thank you, God, because you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you and your families. Satan, you are defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. We bind up every retaliation and every backlash that try to come against us and our families. We dip everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus Christ, 7 times 70. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a blessed and a safe day in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone on the line. God bless you. Amen.
Lord, believe it, sing.
I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to
whatever God has decreed to you, speak into
the atmosphere.
Lay your hands on yourself this time.
I shall have
what I decree.
Yes, I
with your mouth high.
I shall have
what I decree.
Yes,
I believe
it belongs to me. So I'm going to
gotta open up your mouth and speak it to
the atmosphere.
But you gotta believe it in your heart and in your spirit. Speak into the atmosphere.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Just walk around your house and begin to speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it to. Whatever it is, just speak.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to all over the house, we
speak.
Right where you are, speak into
the
give the Lord praise in the house. Give the Lord praise.